Moose Jaw Warriors prospect Aaron Sawatsky and the Airdrie CFR Bisons are off to a great start at the Circle K Classic International U18 AAA tournament in Calgary. Sawatsky, the Warriors' first-round pick, 16th overall in the 2023 WHL Prospects Draft, is one of six members of the Western Hockey League crew currently playing in the tournament, which was formerly known as the MAX and is one of the most heavily scouted events of its kind during the season. The Bisons took a 5-2 win over the Sask Male AAA Hockey League's Warman Wildcats in their opening game Wednesday, with Sawatsky taking a penalty in the second period. Things went just as well when they faced the Rochester, New York-based Bishop Kearney Selects on Thursday afternoon, with Airdrie skating to a 4-2 victory. Sawatsky was held off the score sheet. The Bisons wrap up their round-robin against Shawinigan Lake School on Friday. A trio of Warriors are in action with the Edmonton Junior Oilers Blue, who dropped a 5-3 decision to South Kent in their first game Wednesday. Goaltender Josh Bainini, the Warriors' eighth-round pick in the 2021 Prospects Draft, stopped 38 shots in taking the loss. Forward Landon McFadden, selected by Moose Jaw in fourth round of the 2022 draft, scored Edmonton's third goal at 2:38 of the second, giving the Oilers a 3-1 lead at that point. South Kent scored four straight through the remainder of the game, though, and would go on to the win. Defenseman Mason Renault, who was listed by the Warriors heading into 2022 training camp, was held off the scoresheet for Edmonton but took a second-period penalty. The Oilers Blue take on the Chicago Mission on Thursday and then close out pool play against the South Alberta Hockey Academy on Friday. Defenseman William Chabot and the Prince Albert Mintos lost their opener 6-4 to the Calgary Flames on Wednesday. The Warriors' 10th-round pick in 2023 was held off the scoresheet. Prince Albert faces OHA Penticton on Thursday before wrapping up their round-robin against Shattuck St. Mary's Friday. Warriors goaltender prospect Jonah Tannhauser and OHA Penticton faced Shattuck on Wednesday and dropped a 6-3 deduction. Tannhauser, selected by the Warriors in the third round in 2022, did not play in the game. Penticton closes out their round-robin against Calgary on Friday. The Moose Jaw Warriors are back in action on Friday night when they host the Regina Pats in their first game of the second half of the season. Game time is 7 p.m. at the Moose Jaw Event Center.